Welcome to the Rapid Learning audio tutorial on logarithms. Objectives. By completing this tutorial, you will be able to convert logarithmic equations to exponential equations, use properties to evaluate, expand, and condense logarithmic expressions, use the properties of logarithms to solve logarithmic equations, and solve exponential equations using logarithms. Logarithmic functions concept map. A concept map will show how previously learned concepts relate to the content of this tutorial. Logarithmic equations are the inverse of exponential equations. Logarithmic equations are solved using properties, rules, and the change of base formula to get the solution set. Let's review the basic definition of a logarithm. What is a logarithm? A logarithm is the number of times a base must be multiplied by itself to reach a given number. You count by multiples shown by x of the base, b, to get the result y. Log base b of y equals x. Logarithm algebra. If x equals log base b of y, then y equals b to the x power. To rearrange the logarithm to solve for y, take the base to the x power. Base 10 logarithms. If no base is specified, x equals log of y. Then the base is 10. X equals log base 10 of y. Whenever the base is not specified in a logarithm, it is understood to be 10. This is known as common log. What is a natural logarithm? A natural logarithm is a log with e as the base. X equals log base e of y is the same as x equals the natural log of y, or x equals ln of y. This section will provide an overview of logarithmic equations. Definition of a logarithmic equation. A logarithmic equation is the inverse of an exponential equation with base b. For x is greater than 0 and b is greater than 0, where b cannot equal 1, log base b of x equals y is the inverse of b to the y equals x. This means that a logarithmic equation can be rewritten as an exponential equation and vice versa. Example, write log base 2 of 8 equals 3 as an exponential equation. The answer, write the equation as 2 to the third power equals 8. Examples of logarithmic equations. Let's look at some examples of logarithmic equations. Log base 7 of 49 equals 2 is the inverse of 7 squared equals 49. Log base x of 125 equals 3 is the inverse of x cubed equals 125. Log base 7 of 5 equals the quantity 2x plus 3 is the inverse of 7 to the quantity 2x plus 3 equals 5. Log base 4x of 12 equals 3 is the inverse of the quantity 4x cubed equals 12. Graph of a logarithmic function where b is greater than 1. The graph of the logarithmic function with base greater than 1 is an increasing function. Note, there is a vertical asymptote at x equals 0. Graph of a logarithmic function where b is less than 1. The graph of the logarithmic function with base less than 1 is a decreasing function. Note, there is a vertical asymptote at x equals 0. The next section will cover the logarithmic properties involving 0, 1, and inverse logs. Identity property. Log base B of B equals 1. Example 1. Evaluate log base 8 of 8. Log base 8 of 8 equals 1. Example 2. Evaluate log base 7x of 7x. Log base 7x of 7x equals 1 because the quantity 7x is the base and the answer is 7x, so the exponent must equal 1. Zero property. Log base b of 1 equals 0. Example 1. Evaluate log base 9 of 1. Log base 9 of 1 equals 0 because 9 is the base and the answer is 1, so the exponent must be 0. Example 2. Evaluate log base 7x of 1. Log base 7x of 1 equals 0 because if 7x is the base and the answer is 1, the exponent must be 0. Inverse property number 1. For b greater than 0, where b is not 1, the log base b of b to the x equals x. Example 1. Evaluate log base 5 of 5 to the 6th power. Log base 5 of 5 to the 6th power equals 6 because the base is 5 and the answer is 5 to the 6th. So the exponent must be 6. Example 2. Evaluate log base x of x cubed. Log base x of x cubed equals 3. Inverse property number 2. For b greater than 0, where b cannot equal 1, b to the log base b of x equals x. Example. Evaluate 5 to the log base 5 of 9. 5 to the log base 5 of 9 equals 9. This section will cover logarithms with base 10 and base e. Logarithms with base 10. Log base 10 of x is the same as log of x. Example 1. Evaluate log of 25. Use the log key on your calculator and enter log 25. The answer is approximately 1.398. Example 2. Evaluate log of 100. Enter log 100 on your calculator. The answer is 2. Logarithms with base e. Log base e of x is the same as the natural log of x, or ln of x. Example 1. Evaluate the natural log of 25. Use the ln key on your calculator. Ln of 25, or the natural log of 25, is approximately 3.2189. Example 2. Evaluate the natural log of 100. Ln of 100, or the natural log of 100, is approximately 4.6052. Summary of logarithmic properties. This table is a summary of the logarithmic properties. The properties for log base b also apply to common and natural logs. Identity property. The general property is log base b of 1 equals 0. The common property is that log of 1 equals 0. The natural property is that the natural log of 1 equals 0. Zero property. Log base b of b equals 1. The common log of 10 equals 1. The natural log of e equals 1. Inverse property number 1. log base b of b to the x equals x. The common log of 10 to the x equals x. The natural log of e to the x equals x. Inverse property number 2. B to the log base b of x equals x. 10 to the common log of x equals x. E to the natural log of x equals x. The next section will discuss rules and properties used to expand, condense, and solve logarithmic expressions. Product rule. If b, m, and n are positive real numbers and b does not equal 1, log base b of m times n equals log base b of m plus log base b of n. Example 1. Expand log base 5 of the quantity 3 times 25. Log base 5 of the quantity 3 times 25 equals log base 5 of 3 plus log base 5 of 25. Example 2. Expand log base 7 of 49x. Log base 7 of 49x equals log base 7 of 49 plus log base 7 of x. Quotient rule. If b, m, and n are positive real numbers and b does not equal 1, log base b of the quantity m divided by n equals log base b of m minus log base b of n. Example 1. Expand log base 5 of the quantity 3 divided by 25. Log base 5 of the quantity 3 divided by 25 equals log base 5 of 3 minus log base 5 of 25. Example 2. Expand log base 7 of the quantity 49 divided by x. Log base 7 of the quantity 49 divided by x equals log base 7 of 49 minus log base 7 of x. Power rule. If b and n are positive real numbers and b does not equal 1, then log base b of n to the p power equals p times log base b of n. Example 1. Expand log base 5 of 25 cubed. Log base 5 of 25 cubed equals 3 times log base 5 of 25. Example 2. Expand log base 7 of x to the 8th power. Log base 7 of x to the 8th power equals 8 times log base 7 of x. Strategy to remember the rules. The strategy to remember these three rules is that 1. Multiplication becomes addition. 2. Division becomes subtraction. And 3. A power becomes a product. Example. Expand logarithm. Expand log base 3 of the quantity 9x to the 4th over 5 to the x power. Solution. First, use the quotient rule to write the quotient as subtraction. Log base 3 of 9x to the 4th minus log base 3 of 5 to the x power. Next, use the product rule to write products as sums. Log base 3 of 9 plus log base 3 of x to the 4th minus log base 3 of 5 to the x power. Now, use the power rule to multiply the exponent times the log. Log base 3 of 9 plus 4 times log base 3 of x minus x times log base 3 of 5. Lastly, find values where possible. Log base 3 of 9 equals 2. So our expanded expression is 2 plus 4 times log base 3 of x minus x times log base 3 of 5. Change of base property. Log base b of n equals log of n over log of b, or log base b of n equals the natural log of n over the natural log of b. Example, evaluate log base 5 of 32. Log base 5 of 32 equals log of 32 over log of 5, or log base 5 of 32 equals the natural log of 32 over the natural log of 5. This value can be determined using the log key or the natural log key on a calculator. Log of 32 over log of 5 is approximately 0.464. Strategy to remember change of base. In the change of base property, the base goes on the bottom of the fraction. In the next section, we will use the properties of logs to solve equations. Example, solve using product rule. Solve the equation log base 4 of x plus log base 4 of the quantity x plus 6 equals 2. Solution. First, use the product rule to condense the equation. Log base 4 of x times the quantity x plus 6 equals 2. Next, distribute the x to get log base 4 of the quantity x squared plus 6x equals 2. Now, rewrite the logarithm as an exponential equation. 4 squared equals x squared plus 6x. Square the 4 to get 16 equals x squared plus 6x. Solve the equation by factoring. Subtract 16 from both sides, then factor into the quantity x minus 2 times the quantity x plus 8. Set both factors equal to 0 and solve to get x equals 2 and negative 8. Remember to check your answer. By definition, you cannot take the log of a negative number, so negative 8 cannot be a solution. Your final answer is x equals 2. Example, solve using quotient rule. Solve the equation log base 3 of the quantity x plus 12 minus log base 3 of the quantity x minus 4 equals 2. Solution. First, use the quotient rule to condense the equation. Log base 3 of the quantity x plus 12 over x minus 4 equals 2. Rewrite the equation as an exponential equation. 3 squared equals quantity x plus 12 over quantity x minus 4. Write 3 squared as 9 and multiply by the denominator x minus 4. 9x minus 36 equals x plus 12. Subtract x from both sides and add 36 to both sides to get 8x equals 48. Divide both sides by 8 to get the solution x equals 6. Solve exponential equations. To solve an exponential equation using logs, first, isolate the expression containing the exponent. 2, take the log or natural log of both sides of the equation. 3, simplify using the power rule. Log base b of n to the p power equals p times log base b of n, or the natural log of n to the p power equals p times the natural log of n. Example, solve exponential equation. Solve the equation 2 to the x equals 24. Solution. First, take the log of both sides of the equation. Log of 2 to the x equals log of 24. Use the power rule to move x out of the exponent. X times log of 2 equals log of 24. Divide both sides by log of 2. X equals log of 24 divided by log of 2. Use your calculator to get x is approximately 0.218. Summary. A logarithmic equation can be written as an exponential equation. Log base b of x equals y is the inverse of b to the x equals y. The basic properties state that log base b of b equals 1 and log base b of 1 equals 0. The inverse properties state that log base b of b to the x equals x and b to the log base b of x equals x. In the change of base property, the base goes on the bottom of the fraction. Congratulations! You have successfully completed the logarithmic equations audio tutorial. For more audio and visual tutorials in chemistry, biology, physics, and math, go to www.rapidlearningcenter.com. Thank you.